GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. Catching up with those on the campaign trail and Republican for the GOP nomination for Maine's 2nd Congressional District, Dale Kraft's dialing in. I'm guessing he's in Lisbon this morning. That's where his hometown is. Lisbon or Lisbon Falls, Dale?
Well, I live in Lisbon Falls, but I'm actually down to my office, where my self-storage office, my other business's office is in Topsom, using a landline to make sure that we get a clear reception.
Sometimes see that?
The cell phone likes to fade in and out.
See, that's smart. That's smart right there.
You had gained a few votes up here.
Well, we tell that story all the time. A politician will call us, and one of the people that did it most recently, was Governor Janet Mills. She called in, and she was in Farmington, and she was on her cell phone. And it was all scratchy. And I said to her, ma'am, if I might, politicians often say to us, I've got something very important for the people of Maine to hear. And they call us on a cell phone and they sound wonky and scratchy. So never give a listener an excuse not to be able to hear what you have to say. And that's why George nestles right up to the microphone.
Dale, here we go. We're in a campaign.
Yeah.
Your hope, of course, is to win over U.S. Representative Jared Golden, who was a Lewiston success in the last election against Bruce Poliquin. But before you get there, we've got to get through a Republican primary. You have to separate yourself, and you know that better than I, against Senator Brakey, who lost the Senate bid, Adrian Bennett, who was the press secretary for Governor LePage for years. So how do you separate yourself from them?
Well, I'm a businessman. I got life experience, lots of life experience. I have started multiple businesses. I run multiple businesses. I have great employees that oversee them for me so that I can do this. And, with raising 6 children and now 14 grandchildren that all live here in the Maine, I just believe that my life experience, my legislative track record when I served 4 years in the Maine House of Representatives, I challenge anybody to take a look at my voting record. I am truly a pro-economic businessman that believes in smaller government and less taxes, and I'm going to run on that. I'm going to beat my opponents and go on to beat Jared Golden.
We spoke with Governor Paul LePage, I think 2 weeks back. George, you were on vacation, and we asked him about his endorsement of you. He said he liked Adrian very, very much and enjoyed having her on staff, but he said that Dale Kraft's is the guy that just flat out has that level of experience. You have the experience. Do you have the energy?
I have tremendous energy. My children often say, Dad, we can't keep up with you. You know, in 1983, I had a motorcycle accident. Had an elderly man turned in front of me. He didn't see me. He didn't mean to do that. Drove me off the road and woke up in the hospital, in a hospital bed, to realize that I was going to spend the rest of my life in a wheelchair. And my grandmother, who was just an amazing, godly, sweet woman, taught me right from the beginning, Dale, you can be an overcomer. And I have been an overcomer. I go, and this is the truth, anybody who knows me can verify this, I go 10, 12 hours every day. I have tremendous energy. I've been in the chair for 36 years. I take no medications. I have no health issues other than I'm paralyzed. And so I have the energy. I'm excited. I'm working relentlessly all day long to raise the money, to talk to people, and to get so that we get to there and we can end up in Washington, D.C. to partner along with Donald Trump to keep this economy going. It's amazing what's happening.
Well, I don't think there's anybody that's going to deny what you've done. A rather famous Democrat named Roosevelt was in a wheelchair, too. So that is not a disability that cannot be overcome. As you try to win the general election will be in 2020, but we have to, again, focus on the primary election in June of 2020. You've owned a lot of businesses. I just know a few of them, self-storage, construction. You were, I guess, general manager of your own company. When you were in the legislature, I looked up some of the things that you sponsored, a lot of them I could agree with very easily. You really proposed that Maine join the Constitutional Convention of States. Tell me about that one.
Mm-hmm. Well, you look at what's going on in the country, and of course, we put that forward, and it didn't go anywhere in the Maine legislature. So we're not part of the Convention of States. When you look at, and this is one of my main concerns, and I don't hear anybody really talking about it, but when you look at the $23 trillion worth of debt, and then you even look at this past budget, is almost $1 trillion negative. I'm very concerned that we need to turn this around. We got to pay our bills. And, you know, our founders, our framers were just the most brilliant people with what they, you know, what they put before us in our amendments. And so the Article 5, you know, the people of this country can, if they decide, and each state decides to vote, to maybe put something forth like that and to make it mandatory that we balance the budget just like we do in the state of Maine. You know, when I served up there, we balanced the budget. We had to. And we don't, you know, in Washington, and look at the debt we have. It's a scary thing. So it's nothing. I mean, Maine hasn't joined that. So we're not part of the Convention of States at this point.
Dale Kraft's on the phone with us. And what'd you say, Topsom this morning? Is that where the self-storage business is?
Yes,
Topsom?
In Topsom. One location, yes.
Yep. Not at home in Lisbon Falls this morning talking with us. George and I were just talking off microphone about the deficit versus the tax cuts. As we understood it, the plan was that the Trump administration was going to cut your taxes, more money in your pocket, you'll spend it, the economy will get chugging along. But Washington didn't keep its side of the deal. It was to have cut spending, and had it cut spending, we wouldn't see the deficit rising. So say you get to Washington, D.C., how are you going to turn that around?
Well, I'll be an advocate to cutting, just like I was in Augusta. I mean, I just pushed on that all the time, that we need to cut spending. Most budgets I didn't vote for because there was too much spending. I mean, I can go down there and be a voice and try to convince my colleagues that I really don't understand on either side of the aisle why they're not at the point where they're almost in panic mode over this debt. I think it's a serious issue. It needs to be addressed. And I'm going to do all I can to address it.
You have come along, even though your accident was a number of years ago. You're still a relatively young man. You're 61. How do you...
When you say relatively, do you want to clear that for some of the listeners that don't know you, George?
Relatively young. Okay, yeah. Everybody's younger than me. As you campaign to win over Jared Golden, who is an incumbent now... It will be ranked choice voting, whether you like it or don't like it. I mean, we talked with Bruce Pollack during that course of that campaign. It's there. It's going to be the way we decide on it. So how do you approach it?
Well, you know what? We certainly, it's the law. This is the way we run our elections. And so we have to do our best to take that in consideration with our campaign team. And the good part is, especially in the primary, I'm good friends with Eric Brakey and Adrian Bennett, and they're great people. And so the good part is I don't think any one of us are going to attack each other, and we just need to go out with our message and do our very best, and hopefully that we get the first and second vote from the people of Maine and win it that way.
Once you get to D.C., if you get to D.C., Dale, you're going to be talking more about national issues, just like the economy, but international issues. Like the mess that's going on in the Middle East, where are you on what level of involvement the United States should have in matters in the Fertile Crescent?
Well, you know, I agree that with Donald Trump, President Trump, that, you know, we don't need to be the policemen of the world. But we certainly need to love our neighbors, protect our neighbors, and to push for freedom around the world, for democracies and people to have freedom around there. In the Middle East, the only place in the Middle East that's really free and has free elections is Israel. And certainly they're our ally, strong ally, and we need to protect them as much as we can. Donald Trump, President Trump, is trying to do its best to get the rest of these European nations and countries around the world to step up and do their part and to help fund some of this stuff, to hold back, you know, we've seen ISIS and all that's gone on over there. Thanks God we've defeated a lot of that, but that fight is not going to end. So we need to have a presence around the world. I think the world needs to do their part, and they're not.
One final question. I don't think I've interviewed a political campaigner here over the last 4 or 5 years for sure, where we don't hear from the audience who say, how does he support the Second Amendment? And sometimes we ask it, sometimes we don't. So I'll be the guy. Do you support the Second Amendment as it stands?
I'm glad you brought that up. I do, and if you look at my record in Augusta, when I served, I sponsored much legislation, including constitutional carry. I really appreciate the hard work that Eric Brakey done on in getting it actually done and passed. But I'm a strong, I carry. I think that it's a wonderful thing that we protect our families and that we protect our citizens, and that a safer society is a safer, is when we can have the right to protect ourselves.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.